Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This episode is from the past, about a year and a half or so ago, and it is about, or in regards to, my divorce and where I was at that time. There's nothing like a big life shakeup to make you question everything that you have learned, are learning, and believing in. And so you're going to see how I am essentially questioning and processing how manifestation and how creating my own reality works when I have gotten married and now it's falling apart. How could I have attracted that? How could I have created that? And I think this is an important topic because, A, it's okay to question these things, especially when we're going through big life changes. But B, you can manifest your desires, your partner, and then you can continue to manifest how that relationship goes. Because here's the thing, we're always manifesting. We're always creating our lives. Sometimes we're doing it unconsciously. Sometimes we don't know we're doing it at all. Sometimes we've never heard of manifestation. So we're just living life and we're doing the things. And what is a match for you in the past may not be a match for you in the future. And so that's what the voice note you're about to hear kind of internally is processing. And essentially by the end of the voice note, what I'm doing is trying to prove that yes, I manifested Peter, as I call him in the podcast, from where I was, and he was the perfect, quote unquote, manifestation for me at that time. And just because we were separating and going to eventually divorce, that didn't mean that I hadn't manifested him when I manifested him for a reason, because we were a match at the time. And it's okay to outgrow your manifestations. It's okay to want to expand past them. It's okay for both of you to grow, expand, and sometimes with human beings, that means there's a parting. Just like you continue to grow and expand in any other aspect of life. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work, and it doesn't mean that it wasn't in alignment and meant for you then. It just means that you are different now. The beliefs and thoughts you have are different. The feelings associated with those thoughts and beliefs and what's possible for you, which all create your energy and who you are, changes over time, and all of that is okay. In fact, all of it is okay, and the constant in all of this is you continue to manifest from where you are, from that present moment that you're in, always. And law of attraction responds to the energy, responds to your thoughts and feelings that create the energy of where you are in the present moment. And it brings you more of that like energy. With that being said, sometimes you have to actually go through life shakeups to quote unquote prove that to yourself. You have to have your own experience to see that this is occurring, this has been happening always in the good times, quote unquote good times, and the tougher times, the times we are challenged. So I hope it serves you. And there won't be a note at the end because we're talking about everything that's really interesting to focus on when you listen to the voice note now. But if you're going through a challenging time, I invite you to remember that your outer circumstances will always change. But these universal laws and the truth that lies within you, who you truly are, the stillness, the consciousness, the one that is observing the thoughts, observing the change in your outer circumstances, is always with you and is a safe place to rest. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by change, look within to the steadfastness that is you. Enjoy the episode.
So I was thinking about this whole manifesting thing, and specifically with Peter, right? Because for me, it was like, I was pretty sure that I got it, right? I understood. I felt such a connection to everything that I thought I wanted. In the beginning, especially, it was really seemingly hitting all the things, but I guess that was also premature and perhaps a little surface level, because we seem to agree politically. He was from Seattle. I wanted to move to Seattle. He really liked to travel. I like to travel. He's in the military. I appreciate the military a lot and was willing to go into that life. Education was a big deal, is a big deal to both of us, learning, bettering ourselves to an extent, bettering ourselves. I guess it's bettering ourselves in a way that feels appropriate to him as opposed to the way that I ended up going. We attract what we're a vibrational match for, and technically our vibrations are no longer a match anymore for multiple reasons, because I've expanded and he is expanding, but not at the same level and quickness that I am, or in the same direction either. And so we're not really a vibrational match necessarily anymore. And also all the avoidance stuff is obviously not a vibrational love match for me. And then the non-willingness to work on himself in that area is not a vibrational match for my growth. I don't know. Maybe in the beginning it really was a vibrational match. And I just didn't. Obviously, no one can predict what's going to happen. Growing apart and such. I think he was a super vibrational match for me, for what I could see, because he would go home and he would recharge and then he would be everything that I wanted him to be for me in the love match, vibrational match area. I was really concerned that, like, maybe I wasn't attracting him, maybe I wasn't creating my own reality with him. And because I prided myself on the fact that we found each other, and to an extent, without even realizing, we attracted one another and we created our reality around one another, right? By taking steps to be in our relationship and be in our marriage. And now I'm find myself struggling as we go through this separation. So I guess I'm circling back to the fact that, like, I did attract him and he was a vibrational match at the time. And so although I wasn't deliberately creating in that moment, I do believe that that is what happened. And so I should, you know, I want to be less hard on myself about that and accept that it really was attracting and creating my reality with him, that it doesn't take away anything just because now we're getting separated. Just like with everything in life, everything is impermanent, including our vibrational match to other people. And that can change every single day, right? I think the commitment of love is where we say, even though we're not a vibrational match today, or not all day, every day, but partially, some during the day, and more days out of the week and month and year, more so than not a vibrational match, that's what makes a relationship work. And then when those days become too much, or like most of the day is not necessarily like that, perhaps that's where separation and divorce is led to, because you're growing apart / becoming different vibrational matches for different things. So anyway, I feel better about that, having said it out loud and processed it. I do believe in the tenets of allowing in abundance, and I don't believe that just because I am going through a separation now that it meant that I wasn't creating my reality or a vibrational match to him. And I guess that's the other part of this too, because now I'm thinking about it from a money aspect of, we become a vibrational match to a certain amount of money, or allowing in a certain amount of money, and then sometimes other times we don't, or it's not necessarily consistent. And so becoming the vibrational match to that takes practice and time. So it's like tweaking in every aspect of life. And so now I'm just in a different place with my love vibration. And I don't need to make it mean anything more than that. But I'm appreciative of the processing it.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.